Hi, this is Builder 123 in front of the Arnold Schwarzenegger headquarters in Santa Monica, California, where in the last few days, activists from around the community have gathered to oppose the recall and oppose the candidate of Arnold Schwarzenegger. I'm speaking to one activist right now who has a little bit of story to tell about the treatment that the Arnie campaign has been dispensing with people that have differing views.
Hi. Hey. My name is Naomi from Santa Monica. My throat, I can't speak very loudly because I screamed my head off over here across from the Schwarzenegger campaign headquarters for 6 hours yesterday as they threw bananas at us, and from a three-story building across the street from the headquarters in front of which I was standing, water was being thrown out in plastic bags, etc., and other thuggish behaviors. And I wanted to tell you about an interesting story, something that happened. These people were displaying all kinds of thuggish behaviors, but among which they were running after us and chanting in unison, "Brush your teeth, wash your clothes, brush your teeth, wash your clothes." And at one point, one of them was telling me that I should brush my teeth and wash my clothes when this woman comes up to him and very sternly informs him that she was undecided until she heard what he was saying to me, at which point she said to him, "I'm not voting for him," at which point he hung his head for the rest of the day. But a little while ago I saw him driving by in his car, and he firmly planted his finger at me in his car while he drove by. So I guess a lesson didn't stick, but yesterday he hung his head like a chided child. But anyway, so that's one voter we got. Oh, by the way, in the same building from which the water was dropped, on the second floor, because it was dropped from the fourth floor, I believe, the second floor about 2 hours ago or an hour and a half ago, actually, I happened to turn around and I saw somebody taping a sign on the window, and I read it and it was beautiful. It said, "Suddenly, I decided I'm going to vote for Gray." And this building, of course, is across the street from the Schwarzenegger headquarters, and it's looking out at some of those revolting protesters or supporters of Arnold, the Nazi gang. And about 10 minutes later, I looked up and the sign was still there. And then 10 minutes later, I looked up and the sign was gone. I still see the tape, but that was very, very heartening, those two incidences. I mean, there were many, but that woman who changed her mind or made her decision based on that kid's behavior and that sign planted up on that building across from the headquarters. And also, one thing I noticed, we had many people, well, a lot more people here yesterday, and there were people tallying what, there's a guy driving by with his thumb down at them. Many people are honking, and you think that they were honking for them, but a lot of them are honking to get their attention and then giving them the finger or the thumbs down. So it's very difficult to discern, you know, what's really going on here, and it's misleading. So a lot of the honks are not really in favor of their camp. So I'm hoping we'll weather this tomorrow on Tuesday. Thank you.
You're welcome. I noticed that your sign says, "Hey, Arnie, this Jew lives." Could you just briefly explain what this sign pertains to, and then I'll let you go because I know your throat hurts you.
Well, actually, my friend made the sign. He's a wonderful sign maker because we do vigils together in Santa Monica. I've seen you there before. But because Arnold reputedly told Robbie Robinson, I heard on KPFK during an interview with, I think it was Jerry Quickly, Robbie Robinson, Mr. Universe, at one time, he did overhear a conversation in which Arnold Schwarzenegger, I call him Stripper Groper, but anyway, Stripper Groper was saying that the Nazis didn't kill enough Jews. So I thought I'd let him know that this Jew lives. But the one I really wanted my friend to make, but he made the one he wanted to, was "This Jew Got Away." But instead he made "Hey Arnie, This Jew Lives." It's the same effect.
Okay, well, thank you very much. Quite a lot, yeah. So it'll be on the IMC probably late tonight. Yeah, that Steve Lopez wrote about that in the Times. I think there's both.
Follow the center.
Well, the other one left. So now I'm here, I guess. Maybe, I don't know. I told my friend ideas I'm sure it's another hour.
I'm going to go across the street and hear what they have to say.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Good luck.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Good luck to me, I mean.
Don't they love you? Don't they? Aren't they honest? Don't they? Do they think? Do they know that you're? Do they know what I am?
Hey, there's only six of them there. I can handle it.
I don't think they know what your plan is.
Well, we're sort of independent, but can't help ourselves.
I'm not familiar with them. Where are they?
We're a website, but there's actually 135 of us. And I won't lie to you, we're a progressive website, but your stuff will go on just like you said it. Would you mind? Your question?
Sure.
All right, great.
A couple questions, yeah.
Yeah, nothing too heavy. I'm just new at this. Let's see. Okay.
Hi, I'm here in front of the Arnold Schwarzenegger campaign headquarters in Santa Monica, California, and I'm speaking to a supporter of Arnold Schwarzenegger, and he's agreed to talk to us a little bit. What I'd like to know is, what is your affiliation? Are you Republican?
Yes, I'm a moderate Republican, yes.
So I guess being a moderate Republican, Senator McClintock, at one time were you planning to vote for him?
No, at all. I'd always, from the last 2 or 3 months or so, I have deduced that Arnold would take the win and that he's the man for the job. He has great leadership skills, which is what we need in the state to get us out of the predicament of the millions of dollars that were spent and were saved. They could have been used for education, health care, promote jobs to come back to California. In any case, can you hear me okay? Okay. In any case, I just had the gut feeling that Arnold has what it takes, and he does show great leadership skills, and that's what we need in Los Angeles and California at this time.
Mr. Schwarzenegger's platform, what do you feel is what really struck home for you?
I don't quite understand the question. Is the question what?
Arnold Schwarzenegger obviously has a platform that he's running on.
Yes.
And for you, out of that platform, could you articulate what part of it you struck home for you? What part of it do you find the most salient?
Gosh, there's so many things. But let me explain also first, before I answer that question, to let you know I, for many years, was an independent that leaned towards the left, the Democrat. And because of the irresponsibility of someone like Davis and the people that do endorse him or don't endorse him, I decided that thinking down deep and thinking who represents me more politically would be the moderate Republicans. So, as I was saying, I used to be a Democrat, an independent, but lean towards Democrat.
I can appreciate that. I guess what I was asking for is, you'll agree, on Tuesday we're having a very important election,
yeah.
And the decisions that are going to be made after Tuesday are going to be done either by Governor Gray Davis or
perhaps by one of the 135 candidates running, most likely Arnold Schwarzenegger. On his party's platform, what he stands for, how has he articulated his way he's going to get California out of this financial crisis?
Yes. You know, he one of his main platforms is to bring back jobs to California. He's also feels it's important, which it is, to bolster our educational system for our children, everything from kindergarten, public school, to junior colleges who have to pay more money year in year. Yeah, it's pretty rude. Pretty rude. Anyway, the children from the public school system, from kindergarten till junior colleges in the UC and Cal State system. I'm sorry, there was some noise.
Yes. Sure. Right now we are articulating what programs Arnold Schwarzenegger will institute in his governorship. And you said that the most important thing that you thought was jobs, California is losing jobs. Are you sure? Because that's not what the California Department has said. They are actually increasing jobs at this time. But what areas would Arnold Schwarzenegger provide more jobs?
He hasn't articulated to me where exactly. I really shouldn't, and I can't make an honorable answer about that because... I just think that, you know, a lot of the manufacturing jobs, for instance, have left California, even the United States, like the Levi brand of jeans. Are you familiar with the Levi situation? Levi jeans I'm not sure which state. The jobs went to this, yes. They've gone either to Mexico, and they're going from Mexico to India, I believe, and people in India are earning too much, according to the corporates, and so they're sending the jobs to Southeast Asia. It can be such a tangled web, if you can
understand. Do you feel that this trend of job loss, particularly in manufacturing, is going across the board? In other words, the United States is losing jobs through manufacturing, and would you attribute job loss in California in manufacturing due to that, or no? Is this all Governor Gray Davis?
Yes to the answer that in the entire United States, the jobs are leaving for lower-wage workers. And it makes me wonder in my own mind, what do we do for a living in this country? We sell products to each other, you know, within the state or the country. But as far as manufacturing products or services to the international arena, that's what I think would answer your question, unless you don't understand the answer.
If Arnold Schwarzenegger is interested in manufacturing jobs, why is it that the AFL-CIO and other unions do not support him?
I can't answer that question because I don't know the answer to that question, and I won't speculate on something I don't know about. I personally stand by, in my own work, which I won't talk about, my industry, I stand by, excuse the language here, I'm sorry, the slogan that I serve for myself is excellence, precision, and honor. That's my personal saying, and I hope that Arnold will be able to embody something similar to my beliefs, which I just mentioned. But that's my personal belief.
What do you know about Mr. Schwarzenegger besides his career in bodybuilding and in movies?
I know he works with the Special Olympics, which is also, I believe, working through the University of Southern California. He, of course, is best known for his movies. He owns various businesses, but I don't know all the businesses that he, you know, participates in and owns. But, you know, when I see him on television and in the news programs, I think that what he says sticks. What he says sticks, like glue. He answers the questions to the debate, and I think that just like people who decide whether they want to believe Schwarzenegger and follow his leadership, or the other people, the other participants in the race, everyone has to have their own viewpoint, because they do. But that's. I hope that answers your question as far as how I...
When it comes to the question of debates, Arnold Schwarzenegger has been criticized for not attending
the seven debates that had been amongst the candidates and attending the one, the only debate that was scripted. How do you feel about that?
Well, whether it's one speaker event or five or seven, everyone will decide for themselves who they believe more and who they trust more. And when someone has a savings of millions of dollars that we could have put, again, in education in the state of California or promoting jobs, perhaps, I'm not sure how that would work, but the basic idea that I'm trying to convey is that Arnold has a very strong and forward platform, and as far as Davis or Bustamante or the rest of those, use your own brain and think about what they're saying and know that Arnold is a leader. And basically, he's not throwing slime at other people. Although he's not a wimp and he's not going to take insults lightly, well, does that answer your question?
Yes, it does. Just one more thing, and that is, what do you feel about the recent allegations of sexual harassment in the workplace, Mr. Schwarzenegger? As you know, the Times today is reporting, I believe now there are 12 substantiated cases of sexual harassment. Do you think that there should be an investigation into this?
To answer your question, about the subject matter of the women, I think something that people really need to keep in mind is that, and this is from what I understand also, in the information that I understand, is that this happened maybe 20 years ago.
The last one happened in 2000.
Okay, I can't deny or confirm that. From what I understand, this happened quite a while ago, and I think that if a woman is really hurt and she really wanted justice, she wouldn't wait more than six months, a year. But these women are crawling out of the woodwork saying, oh, I was offended. Well, she said, don't touch my butt, if that's what happened. And if she wasn't strong enough to do that, why didn't she go to someone of authority to say, hey, let's stop this and, speak about it professionally and as adults,
So then there's no counting for the collaboration that has been determined. In other words, these women have people that they spoke to at the time, whether it be supervisors, husbands, friends. Do you understand that in the state of California, that a school teacher that has these accusations made against them would be is it mandatory that they be put on suspension, administrative leave?
I don't know the laws about teachers and administrative leave. I won't make an educated guess or speak substantially about that because I, from what I understand, we don't have any tangible proof, on paper or some kind of what would you call it, something that people would fill out a form to say I was harassed, like a sexual harassment type suit or a harassment piece of paper. And if someone waits more than 6 months to a year, it would seem that if you were offended, in my opinion, if you're waiting that long or longer to seek justice, I think that those rights should be suspect.
A statute of limitations, in other words?
Yes, that's the word.
Would that then be perhaps, let's say, in the situation of the Catholic priests in Boston, for example, would they also should be subject to statutes of limitations?
That's a very touchy subject.
What's the difference?
I'm getting to that. I agree. I have to say that I have to agree with what I was saying before. However, because of the type of way, the lifestyle of the churches, not having the cardinal, and I don't want to say that word, but people who try to be good and take the vows of not having, sex or drinking alcohol or celibacy.
Do you hold actors to a higher standard then?
No, that wouldn't be right. I would not agree with that. Just because Arnold or McClintock or, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But, people should bring these things to light. I'm not saying that people should put their head in the sand like an ostrich. However, when things like this occur, people have to be responsible. If they feel scared, they have to seek help. And if they don't do it in a timely manner, it tends, every year that goes by, it tends to lack, I'm thinking the word maybe solvency, but that may not be the right word. It doesn't quite hold as much water every year it goes by.
So then, say for example, the Clinton sex scandals, those then should have been voided as well and no special prosecutor appointed?
I can't answer that question because we're getting to a lot of pages and pages of history, and
the time frame that you were discussing, a similar time frame occurred with, say, Paula Jones, for example.
I don't know enough about the Paula Jones scandal, as what it's called, a scandal. I'll be honest, I don't know enough about that to make a proper judgment. If I were to look in articles of well-reputed reporting authors that I could make that I would know that are reputable reporters and authors, I would enjoy reading more about that and making a.
Do you consider the LA Times reputable?
I don't know. We've had some difficulties with the paper. Making story script. Well, the word is I guess writing stories that are. I don't want to make a comment because it's a. I just wouldn't want to comment because I think it has some good reporters, but then there's some reporters that are trying to make a headline for themselves and might be biased. And you know the journalism should not be biased. Ideally, in this democracy. But does that answer your question?
Yes, it does. Thanks a lot.
You're very welcome.
Okay.
Thank you for.
Yeah, if you want to, you can go to la.indymedia, and we'll have your interview on probably sometime tomorrow. That's la.indymedia. Do a Google search. Indy is I-N-D-Y.
I can write it down. Yeah, write it down.